So I think I might sue the council.
Yeah, you should sue the council. Why wouldn't you sue the council?
How do you know? How do you know?
That's just like a crazy person says that. Why would you bother suing the council? Because councils are quite big, and you turn up with your suburban lawyer, they'll just get a few QCs, and you'll be... That's what big companies do, man. They bury you.
Well, my neighbour took on the council about a tree, and she said, I've got lawyers in my family, and she won. Oh, wow. She must have had bigger lawyers than the council.
Councils aren't that big, actually. I'll take it back. So what do you want to sue about?
Okay. So went for a walk with Selena. Masks on, okay? Masks on. Sunglasses on also. So I've got the whole kit.
Yeah.
I'm looking pretty good. Walking down there. I tend to walk a little bit on the nature strip as we walk down the street because I'm giving room for people coming the other way.
Sure.
So I don't have to automatically get over.
I get it.
Yep. Now I'm working with the fog up. I'm working with it. It fogs up a bit, goes away.
Yeah, it's bad.
Fogs up a little bit, goes away again. Yeah. Fogs up a little bit. But I'm also watching the ground because it's slightly uneven. And so I've got it all happening. I mean, I'm working with a lot of things here.
All sensors. You're like the SAS in Afghanistan.
Oh, you're just, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one short of the SAS. And then, bang, I walk into a tree.
Oh.
I walk into a low branch, and it nearly takes me out. Nearly, I was one of those bang so hard, I thought, am I about to be unconscious? Am I bleeding? As it worked out, you know. It was Selena did. Selena, it's great, you know, because Selena's a trained nurse.
Yeah.
So I kind of go, if something does happen.
And it's a perfect partner for you being a hypochondriac. Perfect.
Yeah, I know. About the night, like the time, the night that I was at home and my eyes were itchy and I rubbed my eye so hard that I inverted the lens and it was like I was looking through a fishbowl out of one side of my head. I'm serious. And I said to Selena, I'm having a stroke. I seriously said, I'm having a stroke.
I should have
laughed. She goes, it's okay. Well, I was panicked because it's really frightening. All of a sudden, everything's not inverted, but you know, like, you know what a fisheye lens looks like.
Yeah.
It's really weird, but it's only at one side of your head. One side was okay, and the other side was, I'm going, I can't see properly. I'm having a stroke. She goes, sit down. It's okay. It's okay. Just breathe. It's okay. And it just popped back automatically. But
is she your partner or your carer? Like, do you pay the council pay her a supplement for? You'll find out one day that she's getting paid by the council.
She just pretended that she wanted to be in a relationship.
Like
with
the Truman Show, where you know Truman lives with his wife, but she's actually an actress. You're actually living with a carer, professional carer.
That's good. Because sometimes, you know, you get a little heart flutter or something and you go, I got a little heart flutter then. Should just pick up your wrist, have a little, yeah, you're fine.
So
it's fantastic.
With a stroke, I heard this on the radio, you've got to put your arms up high like that, you're pretending to be an aeroplane. If you can do that, you're not having a stroke apparently. Don't take my word for it. Anyone have a stroke out there? No. But also your speech pattern. My mum had a stroke. She had two strokes.
Oh, yeah.
And the second time, Dad took her to the doctor. And he goes, oh, no, she's just got food poisoning. And Dad went, nah, her speech is slurred. So he took her straight to the hospital, and, yeah, she was having a stroke. So Kev knew.
And the doctor said no.
No, the doctor said, oh, no, it's just food poisoning. Kev's like, no, you don't slur your words when unless you're drunk or got food, you know, or having a stroke.
I've heard myself back on this podcast a few times.
Yeah.
I slurred a few words.
Same here.
I think you'd see, Glenn. Work on that diction, Glenn. Speak properly. You're on a podcast.
You're relaxed. That's the same here. I've got very bad diction. So same here. Same here.
Yeah. So I apologise to all the listeners.
So anyway, you want to sue the council over a low-hanging tree.
Yeah. So I just think it's only appropriate. But it did remind me of this is back in the day when dogs would just roam free on the streets. Remember, this is a long time ago. Remember when dogs could just roam free? And whenever we would take the car out, our dog, Bill, Black Labrador, would chase the car all the way down the street, barking, which was how dogs used to chase cars?
Fun.
And anyway, it was fun. The dogs, and he'd bark and he'd feel good. He'd have a run. Then he'd just go back home again. Anyway, he used to chase us all the way down Loman Street. And there was a dog, down Hillside Parade. And then on Loman Street, there was this dog that could run really fast. And the dog would see Bill trying to keep up with the car. And he'd go, well, you're crap. I can actually keep up with the car. And then he would take off. And as we went up Loman Street, he'd be keeping up, you know, because he's really fast. Yeah. But anyway, this one time, he was running straight up Loman Street, and he was got a bit cocky, looked back towards Bill, going, look how great I am, and ran straight into a tree. Right. It was fantastic.
Boing.
Boing. It was like a cartoon. Anyway, I think when people walk into things or trip over, you know, it looks funny. I mean, it always looks funny.
It does.
Yeah. Anytime I trip over quite a bit, actually, it's just funny. When people fall in a hole, it looks funny.
Oh, yeah.
When people, you know. You know,
there is nothing funny than someone falling over, except if it's you, and then it's quite painful. It's quite painful.
Yeah, it is very painful. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to think when I've fallen over and broken something.
Also, when you go from falling over to having a fall, so once you get over 60 or 5 or whatever, you have a fall. And
There'll come a day when you'll say, have you heard about Glenn Robbins? What?
He had a fall.
And then I'll know. Oh, I'm at a fall age as opposed to he fell over. Oh, yeah. No.
There's a big difference.
You know. Anyway,
well, good luck with the court case. Anyway, I look forward to seeing that in the local paper. Glenn Robbins.
I'll be calling you as a reliable witness that I'm not a liar.
And you know what I'm going to get up? I'm going to get up in court and go, he paid me, Your Honour. I don't know anything about this. He just gave me some cash outside.
Well, if the Bayside Council's listening, COVID had got us have some sort of fund set up for people trying to do the right thing and getting corked up with fogged up glasses, walking on nature strips, crossing the road to avoid. I don't know how many times I cross the road to avoid people. And it's funny, it's kind of reasonable now. It's accepted that if you're walking towards me, I go, mate, I'm not going to get near. I'm crossing over now.
Yeah.
So, no one gets offended. Everyone's happy.
No one gets in your grill in Victoria, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, there I am. What's that black and white? Is that the thing in the paper? Is that the I know you used to be a big reader of black. Was it black and white 50-50. In the Herald Sun?
50-50.
Oh, 50-50.
And now it's your say. Right. Now it's your say.
Right.
Yeah.
So I reckon I'm about to write a letter.
Yeah, go on. My dad writes letters to them. He goes under the nom de plume of Garden Gnome of Mitcham. And when he's trying to make a serious point, he's Vietnam vet of Mitcham. So,
he's got the trump card. Yeah. Anyway,
oh.
This podcast is denigrating into some sort of. We have had some nice reviews, and please give us a review by all means. But a couple of people have said, two old men having a chat. And I go, well, you know what?
Fair enough.
Pretty right. Yeah, fair enough. Anyway. Bring on the music, and I think we should. You know, I reckon the music should be played on a pianola, and we should sit around and clap our hands, and we should sing words to our theme. I don't know how it goes, but anyway,
here we go.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Wow, welcome to the podcast. Thanks to those two old guys that did the intro. We don't know who they are.
But it's good to see they're up and about.
Yeah,
and,
they haven't had a fall yet. They haven't had a fall.
Yeah, and one of they're getting their cataracts done in a couple of weeks. And I actually did have a skin cancer taken off the
Ooh.
Other day.
Yes.
It was a BCC, which is, so. And I had, like, deep stitches and five... surface stitches, quite a lot of stitching, going on.
A lot of stitches.
Yeah, a lot of stitches. And it hurt for about 24 hours. Oh. It's okay now. So, but anyway, I can dine out on that.
If you want to see those scars, Glenn will show you on a live Zoom gig. It's actually this Saturday. Yes,
31st.
31st. Yeah, Saturday. So,
well, I've got two scars. I've got my cyst. I had a cyst removed.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is bad. And I had my cancer removed. And I had a circumcision done late in life.
So, we don't need to see that. I know.
It's all part of the journey that people get. You get the full when you buy the ticket because this podcast that we're doing, it's not a podcast.
It's no.
No, on Saturday the 31st.
It's a show.
It's a show.
It's a show. Well,
it's the, you know, and look, let's be honest. It wouldn't be in a theater. It's more likely to be in a tent in a car park somewhere, isn't it? If you know what I mean? Like an old, it's a bit of an old circus. That's what it is.
Yeah. Anyway. So get your tickets and we'll see you there at 8 o'clock.
Kitty Flanagan.
She's coming
just
on.
Reading who's on.
Exciting.
Kitty Flanagan. Isn't that exciting that Kitty's doing
well,
that?
Well, we get
good friend of yours.
Yeah.
Good friend
we'll
of
get two topics
ours, actually.
And there'll be special ones. And again, it won't be recorded or repeated. So you got to watch. To get into it for fun.
Yeah, it's a one. It just goes into the ether. Yeah. Never to return.
Yeah.
Okay, enough of the plugs.
Let's go to two topics. We've got to work out how they're related, don't we? All right. Okay. What are they, Sam? And Sam will be there on Saturday night too. I can't wait to see her.
I reckon she'll get dressed up. Yeah. I don't know. I'm suspicious.
Ball gown.
Like the brown low.
Yeah.
The brown
low. The Brownlow was on Zoom. Did you watch any of it? It was quite funny. They're all sitting
in
there.
You know, I feel sorry for the girls. But then again, as I said to Selena, I feel sorry for them because they're scrutinized so heavily.
Yeah.
But then I'm going, well, but they get to be in the spotlight. They probably enjoy it. You know what's offensive, though? Really offensive in the Logies when they put them on that vertical rotisserie thing.
Yes. Brownlow did that. The Brownlow did that, yeah.
Do they? Where they put on a thing and then they rotate around. You go, that's offensive.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Chicken rotisserie style. You're done. Ding. Jump off. What are the topics?
French painter Monet in the lottery.
Yes. We've talked about Monet before. I don't know why.
I don't think we've
actually done Monet. Maybe we did artists or something. I don't know.
I was embarrassed on Have You Been Paying Attention the other night because I said Van Gogh instead of Van Gogh.
Oh, who cares?
It's terrible.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, really? I shouldn't get worried about it. It means
you're not on the book show on the ABC. You're on – have you been paying attention on Channel 10?
Oh, I was asked to do that show, the book show. I was asked to do that. I'm going, I can't – I'm embarrassed myself. You know, the book show used to be on
– Yeah.
I go, I'll be embarrassed. I won't be able to use big words or anything. I'll just sort of go, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed, you know, I didn't read it. I'll wait for it to come out on
video.
Video.
Is it coming out on video soon?
Yeah, I'll watch it on video, and then I'll probably fast forward through it anyway. But anyway, it's about a bloke who murders a Sheila anyway. Okay, Monet.
I love Monet.
He's an impressionist.
And I told the story before. I'll tell it again, though. When I went, I was in Paris, whatever. And won't be going there for a long time, though, let's be honest.
That's true.
And went on a tour of the art gallery, because when I met my partner 30 years ago, she asked me if I liked art history, and I said yes, and she reminds me that I lied. I don't know anything about art. I like history. I don't know anything about art history. Anyway, but we went on this tour, and the woman talking about Monet was really interesting, because he trained to be a painter, and his fellow painters would sit there at the Louvre painting the classics, and he looked out the window and painted what he saw out the window. That's what he used to do. So he was like a first person who would paint realistic scenes where everyone was painting cherubs and gods and statues. He was painting like workers and stuff. That's Monet for you, Glenn. That's all I know about Monet.
I think I saw a documentary where someone went back and sat in the spots where some of the famous paintings were done from and some of the windows that's a good idea, isn't it? But then again, pretty boring, I suppose. Who really cares? I've seen,
well, what are his famous paintings? Lady in front of flowers. Flowers.
Lady standing up. Lady upset.
Man in the park.
Yeah. Man being inappropriate near public facility.
There was one with turkeys in it, which was I really liked. It's just called Turkeys, I think. So he would go to the fields and paint the workers. That was Monet's thing.
But Monet, you know, Monet, he was quite temperamental.
Oh, they're all temperamental, aren't they? These artists.
But he would take to his paintings with a knife and chop them up. He chopped up like 500 of them. So imagine that. Now is Monet the one that didn't? Was it Van Gogh?
Cut his ear off.
Cut his ear off. But who didn't make any money in his time?
Oh, I think Monet had some success, but the other thing I remember about Monet when I went on to the tour was that he got a boat and it was used as a studio. So he had a boat on the Seine, is it?
Yeah. And he had, I mean, well, you can go back to the...
How cool is that? And, a boat on the... That'd be great.
And then a painting boat.
He was sitting... So, there'll be a studio. Maybe me and you should get a boat as a podcast studio on the Yarra here in Melbourne.
Oh,
and
what just, a great idea.
And you turn up and I wouldn't be there. Where's Dave? He's drifted out to the docklands. Dave, come back.
He's in the shipping lanes.
Yeah. Horrific. Oh, yeah. But we could just afford a tinny. So I'll be in a tinny with a microphone.
And you'd be doing your painting, and you're just about to do the final stroke to your masterpiece, and some bloke could go past in a jet ski and rock the boat, and you go, "Oh, cut! Oh, thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. Oh shit! Now I'm buggered
up. Australia's Monet. You've ruined it.
Oh shit!
Anyway. I love the idea of a boat studio. I love it. And when they come to collect debts, you just take off. See you later. Toot toot.
Did I tell you about the time I was doing some art classes, okay, and I was doing
life
some
drawing.
Life drawing, and she said, "Just go down to a park and just draw a tree." And I went, "Okay, I'll get down to the park." So I get down to the end of South Road, park the car. And there's a few nice trees. Exposed roots are always good, you know. The exposed roots, when you see, it's always good. Always a bit hard to draw, but impressive. Anyway, so I'm doing my exposed roots, not just quietly by myself. Bloke comes over, starts looking at my work. I go,
"Yeah, of course,
hey, mate. Hey, stop looking over my shoulder." He goes, "No, I'm an artist." I go, "Oh, great, great.
Critiqued.
Thanks for that." But yeah, and he goes, "I've hung some stuff. You can see some of myself in the Victorian gallery."
Wow.
And I'm going, of all the people to come and look at my work, you know what I reckon though?
What?
He's seen me doing that. Mm. He's just seen that as an excuse to come over and go, "By the way,
yeah,
you know, if you're doing a bit of a drawing." I don't think he made any compliments about my work.
Why were you going to art lessons?
Selena bought it as a gift. Because I do. My brother is a great artist. Dad was a great artist.
Are we
talking
watercolour or oils? What sort of paint do you use? Just in the tube?
We were doing...
Acrylics.
I was starting off with pencil. Because you start off with a pencil. Then you go on to a crayon. And then
like grade 5. Yeah. It's not grade 5 you're talking about. No.
Where
did you do this art class? I'm intrigued. Was that the TAFE or the CAE?
No, it was Colour by Numbers. That's what it was. Colour by Numbers. No. It was a woman that Selena found, and I just went around to her house, and she was single, and, you know. And then she had other friends coming around Chardonnay, and I'm going, I don't want to be part of this. That's just the one lesson's fine, thanks. And
how many lessons did you have for your painting class?
I think she bought me 6 lessons, 6 1-hour. She was a very good artist.
Well, they normally are, teachers. Yeah, she would be.
And they just, you know, you're doing your work, and then she comes up with a thing and just goes, "It needs a bit of this and a bit of that." And she did a bit of shading on my old boot, because I drew an old boot. And
have we got any of these artworks around your house we could see next week?
That's a good point. We cleaned out the garage because of COVID, and I looked at those and I go, will I ever use this? Romy, stepdaughter, mm-hmm. did one of Mother Teresa.
Wow.
In her year 12, and we always laugh at it. We couldn't bring ourselves to throw it away, so I've got Mother Teresa hanging in the and I'm happy to show you Mother Teresa next week. If you, Romy's Mother Teresa is very look. Let's just say that if Mother Teresa saw it, she
happy or unhappy?
Well, yeah, it's no undo. That's all I'll say. You know, she wouldn't be happy. Did you know that?
I would love to see you do an undo style show, and then when you turn the painting around, you're not recognizable. You go, what is that? Oh, that's you. Looks like a tree root and an old boot put together.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I learned in my class.
It's a stick figure. Yeah, that's what I learned. Yeah.
You've got to come up with a new. So Ando does painting. You've got to come up with a new thing to do in art.
So in other words, you've got to. Here's how it works. I do something, like I do a bit of pottery.
Pottery.
Yes. I'll be a potter.
Yes.
And you'll sit there, and I'll get you telling your life story, and you'll start crying.
And then it'll be like Ghost, and you'll go, "Oh my true love," and pass. And you'll embrace me behind me while we're making the pot together.
And it'll be every week. It'll be kind of phallic.
Yeah.
And
then people will come and go, "I don't want to do the ghost thing with you. Just don't touch me."
I think you'll enjoy the ghost thing. Trust me, it feels good once it's centered. You know,
Ah, true. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, so did you know that Monet tried to jump off the bridge and kill himself?
Oh, in Paddy? In one of those bridges in Paddy, probably.
The scene, the sign.
Yeah, that's
what's
in
the river?
Paris. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he jumped in there. Oh, and God. It's probably where he jumped. He probably jumped on a couple of water lilies. That's why he painted the water lilies, because he's come up with a water lily across his face.
That's a good idea.
I might paint some water lilies, and it's pulled him out of it. But anyway,
oh, Monet.
And something I read the other day about Monet, he had cataracts.
Oh, wow.
So there was a period that he went through, and if I remember rightly, there's one of his paintings, because I think it was called Poppies, Red Poppies.
Yeah.
He's because of his cataracts, he saw everything as red because his eyes weren't. So there's a lot of, he goes through a period of doing a lot of red. And then his eyes got fixed because back in
the... Well, looking at Arnaud's paintings, he's obviously drunk or something because they're kind of, you know, they're like, they're very good, but they're like...
Yeah. He uses a spatula. I mean, can't he afford a brush? He uses an old spatula.
He needs a gift card from your partner of Six Lessons, I think.
Yeah. I mean, a spatula? Yeah. That's for cooking, Arn. Yeah. Arn, hello.
We use a whisk nest, are we? Or a
yeah, what are you going to do?
Wooden spoon?
Yeah.
Oh, his paintings are very good.
Hey, just while we're on that, do you have spoonbills around your area?
Yes. Yes.
God,
I've taken a photo of them. I'll put them on the Facebook page, actually, because they are quite intriguing. People stick little wooden spoons with faces in the ground. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. And there's congregations of them all around the area. Oh, I so want to kick them over.
If you were 15, that would be a target, wouldn't they?
But then I was thinking, Selena, I was talking about, I could become the Spoonville villain, the Spoonville bad guy. I'd go around with a mask on and I'd kick him over and then I'd just be seen running from them.
Yeah, you'd be like the new poo jogger. You'd be like...
So,
that's the way to destroy them. Do a bit of poo jogging on the spoons.
There's a TV show. We could do... I would decorate a spoon and talk to you about your life, and then I'd show you the Spoonville, and then I'd put you with all the other spoons of all the other celebrities I've had on. Oh, is Channel 9 listening?
I mean, it'd be good for bald people like Tom Gleason, because, you know, he'd look good, but I've got hair. You'd run out of bald guys. You'd do the two Toms, and you'd do Gary Sweet, and then you go, are we getting anyone with hair or any women? We're only doing bald people, Glenn. Fits the spoons. Well, we should do the lottery, I suppose.
Okay.
Did you buy a lotto ticket or?
No. Sometimes we play golf and they go, let's play for a lotto ticket, and they go, 10 bucks in. So that's 40 bucks, okay? 40 bucks is not to be sneezed at. Mm. What are the odds of, I think the odds of winning the lottery is like 45 million to one or something. It's some, and they always go, oh, someone's got to win it. Yeah, well, fucking 49,700 and whatever it is. It's not going to be us.
How much is a ticket, you reckon? Like, my parents have bought a ticket for the last, they're 80. So I would say the last 60 years, they've bought tickets every week. So I'm just going to get my calculator. So, $5? It's about $5, isn't it?
Let's say $5. Yep. What do you call it? A quick pick.
Yeah.
You can have a, yeah.
60 times 52 times 5. They've spent 15 grand on, that's not that much.
No.
Yeah, 15 grand. I thought it'd be a lot more, actually. Maybe I've got my calculations wrong. But yeah, I often think that my parents are buying a lot of tickets and they've been doing it for so long, it would have been better just to invest that money, maybe. Or something.
Oh, yeah, we'll do something. Or go for some better odds. Just go for a quadrilla or something. Or go down the casino with $100 and put it on red. You know what I mean? It's just like do that a few times. Anyway, I don't want to kill people's
dreams.
You know, dreams.
Imagine winning. Imagine winning the lotto ticket. Imagine getting that phone call.
See, this is the thing, though. This is the thing. I play this game with people sometimes. I say to them, I'm going to give you, let's just pick a luxury item that you might buy. I'm going to give you a yacht, okay? Well, maybe not you. What am I going to give you?
Give me a yacht. I like Johnny Depp. I want a yacht like Johnny Depp.
Yeah. You want a yacht like Johnny Depp, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you can't rent it out. No. Okay. You can't rent it out. You can't sell it.
Mm.
But you've got it, and you've got to dock it somewhere when you live in Melbourne.
You've got to pay for docking and pay for maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got to pay for insurance and maintenance, and you're going, you know what? I think I'd rather just hire a yacht for a week.
Yeah.
I don't really want a yacht. And then you do it, I'm going to give you your own place. I said to a friend, I'll give you your own place in New York, an apartment. You're going, okay, but you still got to pay insurance and you got to pay
rent.
You
know, rent, maintenance.
And keep it clean and maintenance, blah, blah, blah. You're going, so really, you know, when you sit back and go, I got my big telly, I got my comfy chair.
Yeah.
I'm sounding old now. You know what? And if you want to, if you really want something, come out and rent one and just give it back and go throw the keys and go, that was fun. See, like a jet ski, for example. If you went, I guarantee you, you'd probably use it a few times and go,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, unless you're really into it. I mean, what would you do if you won Tesla Lotto? What would you buy?
Seriously, what would I buy? I would buy. It would be nice to have a property near the beach.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would buy. And, that's exactly what I would buy.
Yeah.
And I would buy the bigger one next to you and then build double story and you'd complain to me and the council with a spoon garden in the front.
Oh, Dave and the kids have turned up. G'day, Glenn.
Glenn.
We've got the Monopoly. We'll come over shortly. Oh, no. And you'd be there wandering around in your pajamas on your back deck, like we were talking about last week.
You'll hear me on the phone talking to Hughesy. Oh, bloody Glenn. Yeah, he's next door. So he's kicked my spoon garden over again.
What is wrong with him?
What is wrong with him? I mean, I travel more, but I mean, you can only travel so much. And also with COVID, who wants to go overseas?
No, I know. If you won Tesla, let's say 10 million, would you go public? Would you let it be known?
No, I don't think you.
Can you do that?
No. You can stay anonymous. Yeah, of course you can. Of course you can.
Can you?
Oh, what about the guy in Geelong who was in a, he was in a group of couriers they were, right? And they all put in together and they won, but he said, oh, no, I forgot to put the ticket in. But then he appeared at work in a Mercedes and bought two new houses, and they're all like, what's going on with Gary?
Hey, Gary.
They took him to court, and I can't remember what happened, but he was stupid. Yeah. He's like, we know you won, Gary. We know you won.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a stop it. Stop it. But what an asshole. I mean, seriously, that's a major asshole.
I know.
Yeah, because, you know, you've got to share it. I mean, if you won, okay, if you won, let's just say you won, let's just say you won. 10 million.
Yeah.
Are you going to give me any?
Oh, do you want any?
The phone call will go something like this.
I'll lend you some.
You'll lend me some?
Well, you don't have to pay it back. Depends what. Do you want? I tell you what. I'll buy the beach house for you, but as I said, I'll have the bigger one in front of you blocking your views, and you can have like the little. We stayed in this beach house once at Lawn, and it was like a little worker shack out the back, and the people that owned it. We're in the proper house, and we were kind of like the servants out the back. Yeah.
Don't meet eyes with the owners.
Oh, they were nice enough. It was kind of a little bit embarrassing. So that'll be you. You'll have the old stables that have been done up nice.
That's very nice of you to buy me that.
But outside toilet, outside toilet, outside shower.
Outside toilet. Jeez, Dave. See, I reckon I'd buy you a caravan. Oh. I'm not sure I'd buy you a house. I'd buy a good caravan, but I don't know whether I'd get buy a
I
house.
So it'd be one of those ones.
It's one of those ones where you drive. You got the driving bit up the front, and you just pull up, and it's all there.
Oh yeah.
So it's one of those, and you can go off around Australia. You know, you don't want one of those.
No, I don't want one of those. No, thanks.
Okay.
I don't know Tesla. Right. I haven't. Bought a Tesla.
Do you have a scratchy?
Sometimes people give them to me, and I've had very bad luck. But occasionally at the news agents in Fairfield, I know the guys in there, Deidre and they're a lovely couple, and I met them at the News Agents of the Year Awards, which was hosted by John Blackman at Crown Casino, and I was the comic.
The News Agents of the Year. Were there categories within that? Best paper delivery. Goes to
best range of dirty books,
best car magazines, best stationery.
I can't remember.
Most jovial, most that'd be an award. Most because your news agent, our news agent, they're not very chatty. They always feel like they're doing you a bit of a favour. I've got two. I always feel like they're doing you a bit of a favour. Well, you go, isn't this what you do? Why are you being so...
I think it's hard yards in a news agency these days. You know what I mean?
Because people don't... Well, you're not buying papers.
Yeah, the glory days of the news agents is over.
Because it was a hub, wasn't it? It was a real kind of... Yeah. You could hang around the news agent and have a bit of a chat.
Oh, great.
You
know, but the one...
With a paper under your arm.
The one that Deidre and... I can't remember his name. Run. They sell tats tickets and they do a lot of business in tats tickets. And occasionally have that sign up that says... Division 2 or 1 bought here. You see that every couple of years or...
Yeah. So you think, oh, well, gee, well, I'm going to buy mine from here. You know.
Well, don't buy it from here.
So if you won the lottery...
The odds are, it's not going to strike twice, but anyway.
Because it's here, that's right. If you won the lottery, would you retire?
Nah.
There's a big question.
Nah.
Oh, you're a good man. You're a good man.
I'd say no to some of the gigs I have to do.
What about the News Agents of the Year Awards, surely?
No.
Dave, you did it last year. What's happened to you? I won fucking Tats Lotto, you dickhead.
I'd still go along but have attitude. You know what I mean? And then just end the gig going, listen, I won Tats last year, you fuckers. Yeah! I bought the ticket off that guy! High five Deidre and then, you know, drop the mic and walk off. Now, I don't know. Would you retire if you won Tats? Or you've got to have something to do, don't you?
You've got to have something to do. I think I would probably, you know, I'd probably give a little bit to charity, you know, what I'm like. But I'd write some of those really big checks. I'd do the big check.
I love a big check.
You know.
I mean, I don't think you can scale back your work anymore, to be honest. I don't think you can.
It's very true, actually. It's very true. You never know. I might be popping up somewhere soon. You never know. I'm having talks.
Ooh, how exciting.
I've got an online thing coming on.
Live podcast next week.
Live podcast. So don't you be...
Well, we're both appearing in a TV show, actually. But we can't say too much. Well, they're only small part. I don't know how big your part is, but mine's only one episode.
We can't say, but it's going to be worth a chat.
When it happens.
When it happens. And it's someone that we know and love. And anyway, that's all we're going to say. I think we've had enough.
Yeah, we've had enough talking. Let's have some thinking music. So I used to love the Tats Lotto announcement.
Music?
We talked about it before. No, when they would do it used to be like 8:30 on a Saturday night, didn't it? Or 7 o'clock.
Oh, Channel 7 used to show it live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just used to love the officials sitting on that table. And
the blokes. You think, and it's the only thing they. I reckon that's the only time they ever got out of the house. They looked. They have little suits on and a little table set up.
It'd
on
be
the
like
side.
Three of them, wouldn't there? Like three of them.
Three of them. Yeah.
Occasionally, a woman would be in there, but mainly men, like two men and with glasses on.
I reckon. And when if you're hosting that show, you're going, is there anything less that I could be doing?
Yeah,
I'm really. In my career, it's come to this.
Yeah,
because they often would get like some of the guys who would call the race, race callers,
weathermen.
Yeah.
Weather girl.
Weather girls to do it. Yeah, and it was kind of like we'll start you off with a little bit of Tats Lotto on a Saturday night. We'll just see how you go with that.
Yeah,
and if you can handle that, we might push you up a little bit. We might give you a spot on postcards or something like that. Anyway, so what are you saying that we do a reenactment of that?
You could. I reckon you've got. More the Powerball.
I'll be the host. You want to be be the official?
I'll be the official.
You'll be the official.
But don't expect me to just sit there. I'll be causing trouble.
Well, I'll draw the numbers out Well, you do whatever you think's appropriate.
Okay.
All right. So
we need
the dingle sound. We need the dingle music, and I'm the host. And my hair, by the way, I've got nice hair. I don't know why, but I've got. I reckon I'm a game show host.
Yeah.
And I used to do. I'm currently doing Wheel of Fortune in Townsville. Okay,
you just sell the century, but just for the Prime Network, no one else saw it in the big cities.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. We have the dingle music, go. And this is.
Got my numbers, and I know they're right. Could be the big one is coming tonight. It's our night. See those balls? Watch them tumble.
Good evening and welcome to Tats Lotto, draw 327, first division. Tonight's coming in at $3,568. And I don't know about you, but you could certainly buy yourself something very nice for Christmas. with that sort of money. Of course, we always welcome our officials every week from the Gaming Commission, and unfortunately two couldn't make it, but our friend Dave is still with us. Hello, Dave.
Yeah,
good evening.
How are you? Moving along, mate. We Dave, don't need your commentary. Yeah. All right? You don't want Ballarat
okay,
FM.
Thanks, Dave. That's great. Okay, so let's get those balls rolling.
Was there a winner last week? Or?
There was, Dave. We had four winners, but our first division winners was Ron and Vivian Longfellow from Townsville, and they took home $3 million.
So she's got money and a Longfellow.
Yes. And here's the first number. Number 11. Number 11. Number 11. It's a blue ball, a number 11.
That's how many you've had. Anyway, whatever, keep going.
Number, and here's the second ball. It's number 18.
That was the age when I lost my virginity.
Okay, thanks, Dave. And then number 24.
That's the age you lost your virginity, 24.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Quite a late bloomer.
Can we turn Dave's mic down, please?
Quite a late bloomer.
And here comes the next number. It's number 32.
That's the amount of number 32. When you put your suicide bomb on.
Dave, seriously. Seriously.
I'm just giving you facts here.
You're paid to just a bit. Watch the balls go around. It's not your job to be passing comment. You haven't never passed comment before.
I've got to ring my mate to put these numbers on.
Here's the next number. It's number 7. Number 7.
That's the amount of knocks on your bedroom door you've had in the last year.
Have you ever thought of taking up Santa Cruz? And number 4. Here's number 4. There it is there.
The amount of
number
knocks
4.
I've had on my door. Yeah, been a great
and year. The supplementary number is 69. Number 69. There it is.
I've got nothing. Sorry. Wow.
Okay, so there you are. 11, 18, 24, 32, 7, 4, and supplementary 69. That's all from me. I'll see you on Wheel of Fortune. And if we can get security in here as soon as possible.
Hey, don't touch me. Wow, that was amazing. I was right there on this, watching it in the 80s, on the Saturday night.
Jeez, you were pinging them off there.
The belligerent official, yeah.
Yeah, well, you probably would be. You've probably been out at a barbecue. And you've gone,
God, I've got to go and do the tats thing.
I'm a bit pissed at it. How many of you had, Dave? I've had about six.
All right, yeah. So what's your answer then? Let's get our answers.
I reckon, I don't know when lottery first came in. I know Monet was... late 1800s.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when lottery started, but I'm going to say the first lottery was for a Monet.
Oh, I was going to say that too. That Monet was there's a famous Monet lottery where you win a Monet. I'm saying that's a current thing in France. Is the famous Monet lottery?
Okay. So there is where you actually how many could they have? One a year or something?
It's a one off. I don't know. There's flowers. There's woman in front of flowers. There's man in front of flowers.
Surely he's done a few of the different waterways.
Dog in front of flowers. Yeah. Is it flowers in front of flowers?
Man jumping in river, committing suicide into a okay.
What's the answer? So, what's the answer, Sam?
What's the answer?
French painter Claude Monet lived with financial troubles, as always happens among the artists, until he luckily won in 1890 100,000 francs in the National French Lottery. Monet used his winnings from the lottery to indulge his art and paint the country.
Well, that's incredible. It gave him the freedom, and that's what I was saying. When I win the lotto, I will be just cutting loose at the News Agents of the Year Awards and just give him all the finger. I don't care about your newspaper deliveries. I won the lotto.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
That's good on him. I mean, he did it for his art. He didn't retire. He said, now I can do it for my love of mine. I can keep on doing what I'm going to do. But what he did do, and they don't talk about, is he did, remember those, what were those cartoons that you could buy with the big dicks on them? What were those ones?
Pickering. Pickering.
And he did the Monet dirty. He did a dirty Monet calendar.
I didn't know
that. It was just like he would paint things.
Wow.
He did and everything would have a large penis. Whatever it was would have a very large.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Monet.
What are you up to, Monet? What are you doing? You know what? If Monet did come back, let's just say he came back, and he went around to someone's house, and he was on the toilet. There's a very good chance they'd have a Monet on a calendar on the back on the back of the toilet door.
Yes, I did that.
And he would be going, what has it come to? Yeah. There's my brilliant work, some barley blowing in the breeze or something or whatever, a beautiful garden, some daffodils or, whatever. Mm. And because he's big in the calendar world, isn't he?
Yes, he is. You're right. And posters in people's houses too, like prints.
And posters,
Prince, exactly, yeah.
Probably on occasional tea towel.
He'd be happy, probably, I reckon. He seemed to be a man of the people somewhat. And so I think he'd be happy if... I think he drew the line of toilet paper. He went to wipe his bottom and he had the lilies on the toilet paper. That is my work. Sacre bleu.
he drew the line of the toilet paper. Yeah, I'll put up with a lot. Seriously, but I will not put up
toilet paper.
With my... On the toilet paper.
Or maybe I'll add to my artwork now. I'll add straight to it. Sacre bleu.
Oh, on that note, thank you very much and good night.